This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday.
Everybody's looking forward to
the weekend.
They're jumping.
Blue Friday. Let's go.
It is a Blue Friday. Do you think the Hawks are going to get a win?
Hell yeah.
Who are we playing against again?
The Dolphins.
How are they doing?
Well, they don't get their starting quarterback because he's in the middle of concussion protocol. Mm-hmm. It's National Concussion Day.
That's right.
I don't think that means to get a concussion.
No.
That just means concussion awareness.
Oh, yeah. I saw a bunch of his videos, actually.
Oh, it's so hard to watch.
They play,
Tua?
Yes. Oh, but
hands. It's gnarly.
It's heartbreaking. Breaks my heart. Yeah. Whew, I hope it's all right. Well, let's get to Tom from Seattle. Tom, are you there?
I'm here.
Tom, I just got to inform you that if you listen at 440 on the men's room every day, Taryn will give you three answers to the 750 Beat Migs. So
I missed last night.
Oh, well, we'll see how you'll do anyway. Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
All right, bye-bye.
Hopefully you are smart enough. For those playing at home, Tom has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
The first day of fall happens in what month?
October?
No.
September?
Correct. Spotted November, and snapping are both types of what reptile?
Turtle?
Yes. Rum, lime juice, and simple syrup make up what cocktail?
Highball?
No.
Pass.
Who painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel?
Michelangelo?
Yes. What is the fifth largest planet in our solar system?
Jupiter?
No.
Saturn?
No. No. What fireworks singer received the MTV Video Vanguard Award in the last week's VMAs?
Katy Perry?
Yes. What's the name of the famous dog that was always saving Timmy from danger?
Lassie?
Yes. The soft drink Sprite was first launched in the U.S. in what decade?
30s, 40s, 50s?
No. Who is Kate Middleton married to?
Prince Henry?
No.
Prince Charles?
No. Ooh, so close on that one. Tom, you got five correct. Right down the middle.
We'll see what it shakes out. I mean, it's Friday. Steve's probably got Seahawks on the brain, you know?
Oh, for sure. I think he'll get some of these wrong, but I still think he might pull this one out.
Okay. No.
Oh, excuse me?
No.
Pull what? This one out?
Yeah, pull this one out.
How about pull this one off?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
I mean, however you want to say it.
No.
That makes sense. That's what they say.
Yeah. Well, they do in adult films.
Oh, my God. I've been saying this wrong all these years. Oh, Steve.
That is why your dating life was rather interesting. We went to go play mini putt-putt, and then all of a sudden he pulled out his mini putt-putt.
Oh,
all because I was just trying to give him some words of encouragement.
You know, the stick of gum makes way more sense now, right?
Doesn't take much, you guys. Stu, are you ready?
Yes.
The first day of fall happens in what month?
September.
Correct. Spotted and snapping are both types of what reptiles?
Turtles.
Correct. Rum, lime juice, and simple syrup make up what cocktail?
Rum, lime juice, and simple syrup. Is that a Mai Tai?
No.
I don't know. Pass.
Who painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel?
Da Vinci.
No.
Van Gogh.
No.
Not DiCaprio. That was wrong. Donatello.
No.
I think it looks Ninja
Who
Turtle.
Who is the fifth largest planet in our solar system?
That would be Uranus, Sarah.
No.
Venus.
No.
Mercury.
No. What fireworks singer received the MTV Video Vanguard Award in last week's VMAs?
Oh, Katy Perry.
You know it. What's the name of the famous dog that was always saving Timmy from danger?
Lassie.
Yes. The soft drink Sprite was first launched in the U.S. in what decade?
We'll go 60s.
Correct. Who is Kate Middleton married to?
Tom Cruise?
No.
Liam Hemsworth?
No.
Todd Lywicki.
No.
Wow. I don't know who marries who in Hollywood.
Clearly not. I don't even know if you. I mean, it's kind of Hollywood. Well, Steve.
Oh, she's a fancy person.
She's a fancy person.
Is that Prince Harry?
No, but it is
Prince William.
There we go. Right. And without that, Steve, you got 5 correct.
Oh, no.
Which is a tie.
Oh.
5-5. Tom.
Tom, you tied.
Oh.
Neither one of us pulled it out, man.
Oh, man. You both didn't know. Rum, lime juice, and simple syrup.
Triple sec?
Make up what cocktail?
I don't know.
I think this was part of the cheat sheet.
It sure was.
Daiquiri.
Yeah.
But doesn't it have to have, like, fruit in it, too?
No.
I thought a daiquiri had fruit.
No.
Oh, okay. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't know if I've ever had a daiquiri.
You could get like flavored ones, like.
Oh, okay. Because that's what I was thinking, like a strawberry daiquiri.
I got so many strawberry daiquiris, and they're frozen. Mm. But no, just a daiquiri, just as rum, lime juice, and simple syrup.
Okay.
Okay. What is the fifth largest planet in our solar system?
Jupiter.
No. We on it, bitches.
Earth.
There we go.
We on it.
We on it. And
pulling it out, and we on it.
And then you finally got that Kate Middleton is married to Prince William. Congrats on that tie.
KISW presents the Halloween Hullabaloo on October 13th at the Showwear Center in Kent. We're going to be wearing costumes. We're not sure which ones yet, but we're going to be in costume for sure. Seeing Godsmack, Hailstorm, and more. Tickets are on sale now, and you can snag yours at KISW.com. What is the strangest or dumbest way that you have won something? I mean, besides wrestling.
Oh, okay. Well, that's predetermined anyway, so I didn't really win it, did I? Like, win like a contest?
Sure.
I remember when I first moved out here, I did a stupid, it was a radio station event. It was for The End. And I went because I was like, oh, maybe one day I could work at The End, so I'll go to one of their events. And it was like a singled out. You remember that dumb MTV?
Loved that show.
I did too. And they did a whole thing, like a live version of it, like almost like a dating game show. But you didn't win the date with the person. You both won tickets to things. And I ended up winning. And I won tickets to go see the Bloodhound Gang. And it was awesome.
Yeah. I love that. Well, we want to hear from you, Rockaholics, about the same thing. What is the strangest or dumbest way that you have won something? 206-803-ROCK. We are asking because there's a man who won a car thanks to the help of a porta potty. We're going to talk about it after Guns N' Roses.
The Daily Migs Show.
A man won a Nissan Sentra at the Oklahoma State Fair by staying in a car for 3 days. And he outlasted 3 other competitors.
I love it's called the Stinking Sentra Contest. Mm-hmm. So you're trying to outstink. I think I could win that.
Really? Okay.
Well, feed me the right stuff before I get in there.
Well, we've got some audio of the contestants and the people running the competition talking about this crazy contest.
There we go. I got it.
Late night scrolling on Facebook and figured why not? I'll give it a shot. And
I've raised two boys. My husband. I've got it. I'm good.
I love that woman right there. She's like, I got this. I can handle anything.
Anything that is brought to them to eat in the car needs to stay in the car. So if you eat a half a corn dog, then you throw it in the back and that corn dog stays in there.
I have a backpack with me. Same thing. We're not going to let too much out in the open in the first couple hours. Maybe day three we'll start getting devious around here.
It ended up being a bit controversial, though, because at one point he brought a cup of human waste from a porta potty to win the Stinkin' Centra competition.
What? Okay.
Wow.
And they let him win it.
Yeah.
I guess if you don't have a rule saying you can't do that, that's disgusting.
That's really disgusting.
I mean, but anything for a free car.
It's only crazy if it doesn't work.
And it apparently worked. I'm shocked that they gave it to him.
Right. So what is the strangest or dumbest way that you have ever won something? 206-803-ROCK. Chris in Smoky Point, how did you win a pickup truck?
So we were in high school, and there was a guy on the football team. He, big gym guy, loved to work out, and I grew up on a farm my whole life. So I never went to the gym, I didn't have to. So I told him, I said, hey, man, I bet your pickup truck, I could beat you in arm wrestling. And if I lose, you get mine, because I had a big lifted pickup truck at the time as well, and I wanted his just for the tires and the transmission.
I love it, this story.
Pick and pull.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I told him, I said, I'll arm wrestle you for it, and we were in a big group of people, and he was like, oh, there's no way you, because I was always a smaller guy, and he said, there's no way you could beat me. I said, well, put your money where your mouth is. Go, pink slips. And, I put him right to the ground. It was a pretty quick match because I've always been really, really good at arm wrestling.
Did you ever watch that movie Over the Top with Sylvester Stallone?
One of my favorite movies.
My man! It's a classic.
One of my favorite movies. Undefeated in my weight class.
And I bet for you, if ever your child is taken from you, you could get it back by arm wrestling.
Yep.
That's the premise of the movie.
That is insanity.
Yeah, it's a stupid. It's a pretty stupid movie, but I love it.
Maybe Sarah and I should arm wrestle.
Oh, yes.
Who do you think would win, guys?
My money's on Taryn. My T-Dog.
100% on Taryn.
Mine is, too.
No way. I'm not. I don't work on a farm like that guy. I have a hobby farm. I don't do much.
Yeah, but.
And Sarah goes to the gym.
And I almost broke my weenus. So my arm is not popping.
That's a personal conversation we don't want to talk about.
Your elbow bone.
The weenus. Never heard of that?
Today years old and I heard that.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Weenus injuries are very common in gyms.
Oh, my gosh.
And in my life, I guess. You do a lot with it, so.
See, I'm seeing Sarah Moore as like the girl that goes to the gym and she just has the bar around her pelvis and just like thrusts up all the time.
Yeah, if you want to do like a leg wrestling competition, I could kick your ass in that.
You could kick my ass in twerking too.
Exactly. But arms? No.
Migs, I know you're fired up. Kraken hockey is back.
And this weekend.
This weekend.
Preseason games.
Sunday.
I know.
So excited. So the team will start the preseason, and everybody in this room is very stoked about it, but people are already losing their minds a little bit on social media, which should not shock you at all. Because of a picture, though, we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Seattle Kraken forward Brandon Tanev continued his tradition of viral wide-eyed headshots for the 2024-2025 season.
I've just seen a ghost picture.
I'm doing my best one right now. How does it look?
I mean, it's pretty much right there. Yeah.
He started this trend back in 2021 with a viral shot as a Pittsburgh Penguin. And then his new picture was just released Wednesday, and it just immediately was all over social media.
The funny part was I saw the new picture. I was like, oh, when are they going to put the new picture? It looks exactly like the last picture.
He's really nailed it.
He's got it down pat.
He has shorter hair, Steve.
Oh,
that is true.
Dead giveaway.
That's the one. I mean, not that I'm here sad because DJ Dallas is no longer in the Seahawks, but it was fun when, because he was such a big Kraken fan and they were buddies, that he started then taking pictures like Brandon Tanev for his media pictures for the Seahawks, which I thought was hilarious.
So many people have thoughts that they must share on social media, of course. So we will go straight to the comments.
We grabbed a couple of those posts. We sent them to our production director, Jason, said, hey, help us illustrate just how dumb people get on social media. And it's a very interesting group of people that are getting upset about this, which I think you'll find entertaining. And we'll illustrate the absurdity via his impression. So are you ready for the first comment about Brandon Tanev's brand new picture?
Let's go Kraken.
Right, let's go Kraken.
This man single-handedly turned my wife into a hockey fan. I cannot tell you the effect he has had on my life. He brought us closer together. He is a hero.
I mean, how can you not love that?
I'll be honest. I remember season one, you saw a lot of Brandon Tanev jerseys that females were wearing. And I was just like, okay, are we picking based on looks? Because I believe we're picking. I mean, he's a good player.
Women have never done that ever in the history of women.
Right. Us guys at least pick our favorite players based on their performance.
Yeah.
Speak for yourself.
All right, fine. Danny's got the hots for DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
Thank you, Turbo, for reminding me that hockey is just around the corner. And I can stop giving a about the Mariners.
Well, we gotta drag the poor Mariners into this. Haven't they been through enough?
Well, it's nice that no one's crapping on the Kraken yet, because there's nothing to crap on. They made some good offseason acquisitions, and I think this team's gonna be a lot better than they were last year, so fingers are crossed.
True that.
And the Mariners? Two games out of a wild card spot, baby. There's still a chance.
Holding on hope.
Why do girls want to f*** him? He looks like he'll set your car on fire. He's scary. Date me.
Well, again, we love a bad boy. He looks a little unhinged.
Like I don't even know what someone what does someone look like that's going to set a car on fire of all things?
Like they just saw a ghost, apparently.
I guess so.
Who gives a shit about what Brandon Tanev's picture looks like? Who is our captain?
I got a feeling that we're going to have a captain this year. We had a captain season one. Then he got traded during the season, Mark Giordano. And then they have yet to get a captain again. And it was when we had the old coach, Hackstall. He was just like, well, we'll just do it without a captain. And then they just never got a captain, which I thought was kind of annoying.
Do they vote on it, or does the coach select the person usually?
Coach picks, but I got to imagine that he takes the players' opinions into account. And it's not like the Kraken or I think the Vegas Golden Knights went like several seasons, like three seasons maybe, without a captain before they named their first ever captain. Hmm. But like we already had a captain, so it's like, that special thing's already out the door.
Yeah.
Come on, put the C on Yanni Gord already.
Oh, captain, my captain.
I kind of want to see that, but I don't know. Well, I have a feeling with the new coach, Bylsma, that we're going to have a captain.
Yeah.
That's the look I had when the Mariners blew a 10-game lead in the AL West. Go Kraken. And eat a Mariners.
I kind of love that. People are using Mariners. A picture of Brandon Tanev as a reason to go crap on the Mariners.
I mean, we've had disgruntled Mariners fans for so many years.
It's been a rough few years. By few, I mean 20, 30. And it just keeps going.
But yes, welcome back, Kraken. So
I can't believe what I think the season openers in a month.
And it's right after our show, basically. Was it at 1 o'clock with the puck drops?
Yes.
1:30, and it's less than a month because it's October 8th.
Yeah. October 8th, and we're going?
I want to.
I mean, I'm down to drop a reasonable amount of money on that, you know?
Do I have time to donate a cornea, or?
Yeah, I know, right?
I feel like, you know, I mean, an afternoon game, usually I wouldn't even think of going to a home opener because the ticket prices are just a little ridiculous, and people just mark, and I get why people mark them up, but because of the NHL schedule, they want to have all these games on TV, and everything is East Coast time, so it's really not that late of a game if you consider it's going to be, what, like 4-ish, 4:30 mm-hmm. on the East Coast when this game airs.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Let's go, Kraken.
Goalie buddies for life.
Man, I saw one of their goalies. He's not going to make the team. He's probably going to be in the He's either going to be in Kansas City or he's going to be with Coachella. And he just got his new goalie gear. Did you see the one?
Yes, you sent the picture. It's so dope.
It's all custom. And I always love when goalies get, like, they add a little of their own personality or whatever to their stuff. He has got, like, the tentacles on the pads themselves, and it looks amazing. And the whole time, I'm like, well, those will look good in a Kansas City or Coachella jersey.
Oh.
I mean, he's one day hopefully going to be a good goalie, but, like, he's basically there for the minor leagues right now. He's young. He's got a lot to go. But it's still cool that he's got the cracking stuff going on.
Maybe he'd sell you the gear someday.
Well, they will probably at the end of the year. They always do the equipment sales.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not willing to open up my wallet for that kind of... purchase that I'm never going to use.
Don't you still have some that are packed away somewhere?
Shh.
We have to talk about that.
I have new goalie gear that I have yet to wear. One day I will, I promise.
Shohei Ohtani just made history last night in the MLB. But were the announcers taking it a little too far? We're going to tell you what's trending after Foo Fighters.
The Daily Mix Show.
As you get up and get that day moving, Rockaholics, it can be a little overwhelming to try to make sense of pop culture. So that's why we are here to help you out and tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Shohei Ohtani etched his name in Major League Baseball history. He became the inaugural member of the 50-50 club last night against the Miami Marlins. A 50-50 season is where it consists of 50-plus home runs and 50-plus stolen bases in a single season.
Yeah, because I Jose Canseco, I think, even commented on it, because there was a 40-40 club, and now we got the 50-50 club.
Pretty impressive. And here's the call when he hit his 50th.
On a 1-2, Ohtani sends one in the air. The other way! Back it goes! Gone! One-of-a-kind player! One-of-a-kind season! Shohei Ohtani starts the 50-50 club!
I was waiting for the other announcer to be like, you can bet on that, like some kind of a bet joke because of all the controversy that he had before. I thought that would have been not the right time to celebrate something like that, but still, crazy.
Yeah, totally. And he also got another stolen base and another home run in the game.
So he's now 51-51.
So he's, yes, and we've got that audio as well.
We all are watching this guy.
Oh my gosh! Shohei Ohtani!
Do you think the announcer's excited?
He's pretty fired up.
Man, that guy's had a little extra Mountain Dew in his drink.
The greatest day in baseball history.
Yes.
This is not real life.
What is happening? I love this guy.
So overwhelmed.
I mean, you might as well make him larger than life. You got to have it for the montage videos.
Mm-hmm.
This is not real life. He is not human.
What? I do love after he said he's not human, you hear somebody in the background laughing.
He is not human.
They're having fun.
Oh, yeah.
They're having a lot of fun. I was thinking about this yesterday. I was watching the Mariners play, and you realize I think the hardest announcing job when it comes to sports and announcing has to be baseball.
Oh, without question.
Because there's just so much downtime.
You got to fill that space.
And they just tell stories. And I mean, I'm not saying it as a bad thing because I'm always just, I'm interested in what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. Like, whoever it is, like, you have to find a great storyteller and also somebody who knows baseball.
That's a lot.
It's pretty impressive. Like, so congrats to Shohei Ohtani. I know it wasn't a chance of him coming to the Mariners, but remember for a half a second we thought he might. And then, of course, the Dodgers are like, yeah, go away, kid. We're going to give him a lot of money. You know, I kind of want to say go away. I feel terrible saying this because I know that they're mourning. But I feel like Chester Bennington's family needs to just, like, just keep quiet. You know, I mean, you could be upset with the band for whatever it is, but when you make these public statements, it just seems weird to me. Like, so you had his son who was going off about how, like, they're erasing his legacy, and now his mom is also doubling down on that. Her name's Susan, and she feels that she's been betrayed by the band. That's what she said, because nobody told her about their plans to reunite. And I understand that, like, because she says, hey, they told me that they were going to talk to me if ever they were going to do something, and they didn't. And if that's the case, of course, it's something that they need to have a conversation about. But the whole you're trying to erase my son's legacy thing, it just kind of doesn't sit right for me. Because let's not forget, and we all would love to have Chester around, but let's not forget, Chester also did the same thing with Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah.
He went right, not like he was trying to erase Scott Weiland's legacy. No. And I'm sure, like, that just seems weird to me that you're whining and complaining about this band that's just trying to continue, like, doing what they do because they were part of the band as well. They didn't choose for Chester to leave this planet. Like, they're trying to do what they do, and you're mad at them for, quote-unquote, erasing his legacy, which they're never doing. You watch any of these live performances that they've done, and I have, it's a Chester love fest.
Like, oh, absolutely.
They make it a point to say, hey, we love Chester, sing for Chester, this is for Chester. The last thing that they're trying to do is erase his legacy by having a new lead singer.
Yeah, it's pretty, I mean, it's definitely frustrating, all, you know, no matter which angle you look at it from, but the fact that she said that she had turned it off when Emily started to sing Chester's parts watching the live stream, I'm like, you got to just embrace it a little bit, you know? Maybe it really does suck that they didn't tell you ahead of time this was happening, but this is also, like, continuing Chester's legacy. Without this, then it doesn't continue.
And then I saw, like, his son went to the Linkin Park concert and was, like, complaining about being there. I'm like, I don't understand what's...
Your band, guy.
I get we all mourn differently, so who am I to tell him how to mourn? But, like, at the same sense, it's not fair to the band to be like, you're trying to erase his legacy. That's rather insulting.
Yeah, I agree. Well, Rockaholics, let's end our Friday Beat Migs on a high note.
Yes.
By actually beating Migs.
No.
Yeah, let's do it. He's got a record of 262 wins.
I don't know if you know this about me, but some people have even said,
he is not human.
No.
They have.
I don't think so.
The greatest day in baseball history
is when I win at Beat Migs.
Oh, Lord. 262 wins and a lot of, you know, conceited energy coming from that.
This is not real life.
75 losses and 46 ties in 2024. 206-803 Rock. We're going to play Beat Migs at 850.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.